The Jews came out of Mitzrayim, they got the Torah, and they pronounced, they accepted Anochi Adonai Elohecha, they accepted Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim, they accepted all the mitzvot, the basic tenets of Torah and mitzvot, the monotheism that we believe in Adonai Echad. But that wasn't always the case, unfortunately. Or at least it started off that way, but it had its ups and downs. The Rambam tells us in his Hakdama, his beginning introduction to Hilchot Avodah Zarah, in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph through Gimel, the Rambam tells us the whole history of how Avodah Zarah started and how it oscillated between monotheism and polytheism for a number of generations. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Adam understood that there's only one God. But after Adam, Bimei Enosh, they made a major mistake, the Rambam tells us. He says that they used to think that, oh, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we worship Him, we don't see Him, but He also has Shamashim, He has servants in this world, the sun, the moon, the stars. And the way you are Mechaved HaMelech is like Mechaved His servants. So we'll give Kavod to the celestial objects, the planets, and that will be our waving Mechaved Ribono Shel Olam. And that kind of got too extreme. They started building temples, Lechvod, the servants. And then they forgot a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they started saying, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them to serve. First of all, they thought it was voluntary. Then they said that Hashem is telling us to serve the servants. And then they thought that, no, the servants, the sun itself, is telling us to worship it. And Nevi'i HaSheker, you know, wrote their own books and wrote their own halachot about how to do these things. And it became the norm, and it became the majority. Almost nobody was serving the Ribono Shel Olam. Only a minute, a handful of people, and no, such as Chanoch, Metushelach, Noach, Shem, and Ever. Until Amudo Shel Olam was born. Avraham Avinu, Amudo Shel Olam, was born. He recognized Ribono Shel Olam at age 40. He starts out on a mission to monotheize the world. He starts off teaching his Torah to people. People catch on. The Goyim are not of the Avodah Zarah are not so happy. They try to kill him, and the rest is history. Avraham holided Yitzchak. Yitzchak had Yaakov, and they had 12 Shifteiyah, who were out there being the Nisiyei Elohim Etochenu, who were teaching the world about monotheism. But then we went down to Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, we forgot a little bit and started doing Avodah Zarah until Moshe Rabbeinu took us out. That is the well-known, extremely recommended reading of the Hakdama to the Rambam in Hilchot Avodah Zarah in about 30 seconds. Rav Schechter pointed out to me that this Rambam is very consistent with his approach to Christianity. With Christianity, one of the major doctrines of Christianity, at the very least Catholicism and probably a lot of others as well, I'm not a Baki, you have to do your research, but we'll just say Catholicism for now. One of the basic tenets of Christianity, of Catholicism, is the belief in the Trinity. That there's three parts to the Ribono Shel Olam. There's the Av, the Ben, and the Ruach HaTumah, the Holy Spirit. So this idea of granting deification, of deifying the Mamzer, and deifying the Ruach, are totally antithetical to Torah Mitzvot. Just like the Rambam told us that side by side, worshipping the Ribono Shel Olam and the sun is Ikar Avodah Zarah, so too worshipping the Ribono Shel Olam side by side with a Mamzer and a Ruach HaTumah would be the same halacha. And if, in fact, the Rambam writes this in three places, in Perush HaMishnayot, and Hilchot Avodah Zarah, and in Hilchot Ma'achal HaSurot, that he writes explicitly that the Nosrim, the Christians, are of the Avodah Zarah. There is a damaging Tosafot in Bechorot and in Sanhedrin, where Tosafot sounds like the Goyim are not misuvim in Shituf. Shituf means believing in more than one deity, co-sovereignty, between the Ribono Shel Olam and others. So Tosafot sounds like, because you're not supposed to do business with Goyim if it will cause them to take a Shivua in the name of their Mamzer. So Tosafot says, no, it's fine, because for that, it's not, even though it is Avodah Zarah, but when it's Bederech Shituf, if you do it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mamzer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they take a Shavua, so, and they say Holy J and whatever, so that is not something they're Chayaviman, says Tosafot. So some interpret Tosafot to say, Christianity is not Avodah Zarah. The Ramah seems to say that in one place, in Malachayim, and many interpret Tosafot that way as well. However, However, even though Rov Minyan, the numbers, the quantity of Posekim understood Tosafot that way, Rov Binyan, the majority in quality, in the greatness of authority of Posekim, did not. First and foremost, Nadab Yudah was the one who said that whoever understood the Tosafot that way is totally incorrect. It's the Shivua that they're not Chayavim on. But for sure, the Avodah Zarah, they are. So it's a big debate, what's Tosafot's opinion, what's the Mi'iri's opinion. Maybe there's some tampering in the Mi'iri, maybe there was some runaway from the censorship. Rabbi Bleich, you should know, is one of the biggest people who walks into the Gluck Beit Midrash every single day, or Gluck building every single day. Rabbi Jade Yehuda David Bleich, you should Google him a little bit, he has a number of books. Rabbi Bleich has a beautiful essay about which all the Shitot, you should look over there. At the very least, the Rambam is consistent. The Rambam holds that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Now, as we finish off different limudim in Hilchot Avodah Zarah and the Kolel, maybe we'll learn a little bit of the Halachot of Kol Atzlamim, of the third parak of Avodah Zarah, and the Halachot of what practical Halachot Lamaaseh Hilchot Avodah Zarah for us as Jews. Obviously, there are a lot of different mitzvot in Avodah Zarah, not doing Ishtachava, Avodah, all the Maaseh Korbanot. We're not going to talk about that because you shouldn't be doing it. But the things that you might not be aware of, or people around us might not be aware of, in terms of what we can't own, what we can't use, if it's associated with Avodah Zarah, we started already last year. We did about crosses. Maybe we'll continue more, Bezat Hashem, for the next week or two. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'Amen.